Blog Talk Radio.
I kinda like you, you kinda like me. Let's take a ride way out in the country. Tonight I'm driving, that's right, you're riding. Go grab your smokes and hand me my car keys.
Right now I'm in control. whole show just alone, getting everything racked up and thrown, just to get what I need to get down on my mic grief. Throw it down, how do I bleed? Put my oral sweet upon the lead. Do I got here, here, here's my creed. Write it up on the right, come on here with the light. As you see, I got the losing light, satellite. Lunalacity, lunally, expanding states, parts, states to see. It's a part of the man who comes straight from the world with the smoke and mirror show. Yo, what you throw, what you go, what you think you're gonna go for, Grobo? What you gonna find your waste on the time that breaks, and what you gonna see, what do you demonstrate, you create instant states, come down here, create your straight, what is all too late to create your own podcast to see, podcast with me, find a way to put together the, sometimes parts we don't be working, see, you don't got me tambourine or anery, but I got me going down, I got to work in MIDI, MIDI C, MIDI dance with me, dropping dance four, and I got to 10C, I got more than my hands can be up on the keyboard C, so electronics help me. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You have touched down to Governor Brodsky. I'm here coming live and direct from the Pirate Bay, literally the land of Sir Francis Drake, when the Spanish wanted the money back that they had stolen. Somehow, in my mind, I'm like, you can repatriate the patriation of the patriarchy. I gotta write that one out. So let's have a little fun tonight. Thank you guys very much for listening. I only got the synthesizer working. I don't know. I can turn it off and back on. But the drum machine channel is not happening. Sometimes it's just like, I'm not going to be the happy drum machine you want me to be. And you're like, that sucks. And he's like, well, turn it off for a second. Yay, Jason without MIDI. Okay, so I want to get some MIDI back. Dude. Give me some beats. Give me some rhythm here for these machines. I'm not really the best at playing pianos. I took a class. And I did not fail, apparently. There you go. There's six ways to Sunday. You gotta get your set more than ready. 2 minutes before you go on show. What you doing, bro? Maybe just taking a quick toke on the loaf. Gotta get down with my smoke. Gotta come down to bring, cause I'm bringing forth what NIELFSTEEN. Electricity friendly. Where do I find? I'm powered by USB. It puts together everything to see. Got my energy coming straight from me. My portability coming straight down from Earth to sea. Where do you want your size 3? Science B, what kind of news for me? What does one want to stand? What does it send his hand? Where do you put your hand? Where do you find a C? Where do you want to go? What's the news? Drive to D, drill to D, Del V, sell V. What does one want to move forth? What does one sell V? Is it some creation, some toxization? Is it titillation? What's your fascination? Your pronunciation? I don't know correlation. What's your correlation? Pronopolation. Monopolies, opodies. Come down here, adopt some fun. Fees. So get away from those fleas. Don't need to bite with the politicians. As you see, they got the grub fees. As you got here, we got the broke of B. Up on the mic, you're here straight to do it right. Up all night, doing what I do here tonight. Let you know, we got the blue Vita by the light. Cause I'll just see, we got the electro candle. Candelata, candelabra, candelata. I'm Wada. isn't some decision. What's my missing? What to put down here? My verbal incision. What does I got forth? What's my inclination? As you see, what am I just in the mirror, Jason? What am I facing? Where do I see my toes? Where do I find the world as the earth grows? As I find a way to be, as you see, I've got to find my adventure, my own sea, my pure vita be coming straight from me, my fountain's glowing sea. As I find a way to be what I be, I got to find what I need. See me, see so, see yo, find my way to get my inspiro, get it up to see, cause I'm super nationality of understanding how to invigorate me, find the things that I want to see, get down in the underwater with the tunnel speed, where does one find the Oak Islee, what you wanna say, get down in Irie, think about the philosophy, where would one hide things back in the day, see, where does one see, back 300 ye, as you see, you got to look back, see, they didn't have the word to the metal detector. What is fine, what's the Japanese climb? As you see, they got the Nazi cemetery. As they mix up in the Philippines, what do you find the scenes? As they find the leans, as they find under the water fiends. As you see, what's the ground to see? What's your tesoro see? What's your treasury? Treasure Z, treasure B, treasure hunt to see. Or you are treasure thunder C, thinker B, thinker C. What does one find for it? Put together the find a way for the money pit to get advertisingly see. You find a way and they keep going with more money endeavors be never ending sea under the to the world World War 60. As you find here, how do you be? But you see, you got to go drain the sea to understand everything that be in there, cause they dismantle rock by re. What do you see? How do you believe? I'm just hanging forth as I open up my cavalier cave beer. As you find here, how do you find me near? What do I find? I got no fear. What do you see? Oh, quartz, I feel near. It's the steer, it's the beer. As you see, for Ambercreer, we got so much Antalakalese. What's your natalities? Natives be, everybody see. What do you find forth? Where do you kind tour? I don't know what that was about. Trying to, you know, when you're rhyming, what do you think about? I stub my toe? No, it's okay, it's the toe stub rhyme. But you know, whatever comes out of you, you gotta find your diversion. You gotta like not be thinking about like, I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna say that and then I'm gonna say. It's like when you're running across a river and you have to hop from stone to stone. When you first start, you from the bank, you can kind of see what path you're going to take. You see, I think I'm going to go that way. And you get out there, you're like, whoa, you misgauged it. So the paths change in real time. So I think we already know what path we're going to sing about and do. You just got to put your energies out there. Caffeine and self-obnoxiousity is probably the best. Because you got to give your adversary something to make fun of you about. Yeah, he's self-obnoxiousist. Oh, yeah. You just spell that. Oh, yeah. He's obnoxious to himself. So, I mean, like, why do I think that, like, I'm not obnoxious to my listeners. I'm really, you know, trying to put out my word and soul and such. And, you know, sometimes it's like messages in a bottle and you throw them out, but there's no
sea coming to take them away. They're just piling up. They're like, they all say return to sender on them. I'm like, dang it. Jing dang. Wiga. I'm just sitting there, but I was looking. I didn't know. They were floating in the sea of confusion. One day, long after I'm alive, oh look, we found this guy's bones on his island. He told us how to get here. Cool, now we're stuck here. You know, it's not about Wilson. You know, yeah, Wilson, you know, my pet rock. And I was
rock's been technology for a long time. Can't ignore the rock. Rock and roll. People name themselves the unignorable because you can. I have rock. Okay. All right. Unless you're like, wow, I have rock. Rock, rock, rock. You know, they didn't have paper nor scissors back in the day. It was rock, rock, rock. Rock, rock, rock. He's like, well, I got two rocks. Oh, I got one rock. I rock, rock. I kick rock. Rock and roll. This is all light rock. Like, literally, quartz rock is cool. Light rock. Like, I've got to pass my ideas. Not as much, like, to the people that want to give feedback. Maybe there's a phone in here that can see if there is a random people that are like, oh, you're on live and I can harass you and call in. Because every now and then it's fun to just, like, talk smack with someone. What are you doing? Because, you know, you're rhyming, not broadcasting. I mean, hey, I'm broadcasting. What do you need? You got like a 3-minute song and you're going to press that to final. You non-stop stuff. Oh. I need encouragement. Helps. Encouragement helps a whole bunch in the world. Maybe, yeah. Encouragement. You'd be like, this is lame. I don't want to keep going. I don't want to do this. But really, it's like self-encouragement is helpful too. Sometimes that's all you got. You're like, you dug yourself like this hole in your life, and you're like, all you can do is tunnel out. Am I tunneling in the right direction? You're like, you find Jimmy Hoffa first. You know, hey, look, he's over there, guys. You know, you find Oak Island Lake, Noah's Ark down there. Hey, guys, here, you drilled 5 holes in it. Here you go, some dead sea scrolls, huh? You're like, yeah, what do you need? What do you need? I'll find it. You know, and you want the simplest way to find it. Some of the smartest people are the most obnoxious at shaking you out of your money. You know, it's like, well, I'm very good at making money. Meaning, I overprice at the right point and just make a killing out of that money. Oh, you want this software that I bought off this dude. And I slap my name on it. And you want to put it on your computer? Well, I'll license that. Here you go. Bam. Money, money, money. Positioning. Where can you be to collect? And like, hey, you want to put stuff in people's arms? Okay. Yeah, you give people the computer blue screen. Give them the freaking life blue screen. You got the blue screen of death. Like, yeah. You can't reboot. Like, hold on. Ding, 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 ding. I'm back. You seriously got the final blue screen. There is no, like, oh, man, we just got to rebuild your operating system. Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I'm back. Operating system rebuilt. Now we got a final blue screen of death. Johnson & Johnson. CDC says people are dropping over. I get blood clots now. CDC is saying this. Oh, my God. Be careful. Blood clots. It was a bad batch. People, I don't know where you are. As far as I know, you're not in this room with me. I've got, like, not, like, people in this room with me. And so, actually, when people out there do their own podcast, like, it's easier not to have people staring at you. They're like, hey, why are you staring at me? I'm trying to fart around on the microphone, say some philosophical thing that will send people in the right direction through the universe and their lives, because the universe is an antenna, and it talks through me, and it helps me, like, put whatever I am out there. I don't know what that is, but it's contagious. Drown out the other beats with the louder bass. And it's just so picky. You're like, is this the right one? And you're supposed to, like, be prepared. Haven't you downloaded all the software it says you can install on the thing and change the device? Device change for me. I've dedicated my life to this moment on the microphone. Not? Not. I mean, think about it. Like, why would people dedicate their lives to, you know? I got the answer for you. Type this into your phone. There you go. This is the proper combination when you're looking for a way to get into any electronic device. You're like, dude, does have a phone and got a key code. You just hold this song up to it because it's like it's a Captain Crunch song. Like, this is dude, I don't care, don't know his name, but he found out that the Captain Crunch whistles, you hold them up to a telephone, and they put out this frequency that, see, the cell phone company back in the day before digital would respond via frequency. So it would hear this frequency, then be able to give you all this extra whatever leeway, the Captain Crunch hack. That's funny. And they try to name out one guy. I'm like, what do you mean they made those thousands and thousands of those whistles that were in the Captain Crunch? You can get them now. Generally, I mean, maybe in a foreign, like in this backwater country that doesn't even know the internet exists yet. Maybe they'll work. You know, it's not like we're trying to hack into the universe, but really everybody's, you got to hack your own life. You got to hack into your life and just be like, I got to get this stuff to work. I got to put this in this order and make it happen. I've done stuff in the past. That's awesome. But I can't just dwell and say, I sit with this happiness of doing stuff erection in my mind. Because, you know, it's just, like, accomplishing stuff is not a physical. Like, yes, I finished. Oh. It really sucks. You finished your homework? Yeah, you can tell. I mean, you know, we have a device that is not like sit, ubu, sit. You know, like, hey, sit, ubu, sit. Come on. Yeah, literally, you are telling them every half hour, sit, ubu, sit. Especially with young. It's like part of being human. Like, I don't know what ladies go through that reminds them of procreation every within the hour a few times for their entire life. No, like, hey, yeah, what are you doing? I don't know. Scratch, scratch. Oh, I had a sexual thought. I mean, I don't know. That's what guys think of, like, when they look over at girls. They're like, you're not, like, have things that just go off and like there's nobody around, but it's the mind picks up these vibes and you shall answer them with your manhood. Because like in this somehow psychiatric realm, right, you know, someone's thinking of me, giving me a hard on. You're like, yeah, that's what it is. You know, they're thinking of you. They're like, yeah, that's what you get more of when you're younger. You don't know what they're thinking. Remote. Like the original, like, okay, anyhow, ESP aside, and not, you know, just the world itself, we are human. And the last time I checked, I'm one part of the human spectrum, and there's one other, well, there's kind of one and a half other. You know, there's one that has balls, and I, whoa, okay, that's, for you, interesting, I can't speak for that. And I can't really speak for my own kind, like, hey, you know, if mine goes off every so long, then yours goes off, too. You know, what do you really, like, get off saying stuff like that, Jason? You don't know. At all. It's just funny. It's just, people take offense. They just want to hear Blarney Blar and not understand the lyrics that they hear. I does not matter what I hear, just as long as the beat makes me jive. You know, you put all this subliminal stuff in people's heads. Oh yeah, but the song said it was okay. And being a songwriter, let me tell everybody here, please get a pencil, paper, pen. This you can tattoo. You know, never take to heart anything a musician says or sings about, ever. Never. Oh my gosh. It may resonate, but it was, whatever it was not meant, made, crafted for you. This was made, crafted for me, and I put it on my body as a tattoo for what I live by, this credo. I'm not saying songs don't strike memories, like, yeah, and you start to listen to them and you're like, oh, they're talking about some weird stuff in them. A lot of them. People are just like, oh, but it's got a nice groove. And you're like, have you read the whole song? Like, you know when they say, I don't know, I'm not here to give examples or back up my own facts with points. Seriously, who does that these days? Back up your own points with facts. Whew. That's for Google. Is there an answer out there for all of us? And the thing is, if we're trying to find the question, what's the question? Oh, this is never a question. You're supposed to do whatever it is you feel you like need to do in the world that like is cool and awesome. Pay attention to other people that are saying, hey, we're all gardeners. This is Earth. We're gardening. Don't kill the animals while you're living here in your tiny little humanoid life. Humanoid? Come on. I live in the land of million-year-old rock tools. I'm talking about rock and roll, hard rock, facets. Not caused by no river. By real man, real hominids, real creatures, real animals that were hominid, that were here before us, and can't be here after us unless they do some weird genetic whatever, whatever. But the impossibility of them to come back aside, their tools are here, their stones are here. Like we're talking 3 million, I live on a 6 million-year-old mountain right now. 3 million years ago is a long time, but it's been untouched. A lot of creatures have evolved here. Fires don't get to it. Ice ages don't get to it. We're talking Central America is hot here. Life has evolved, and life has not been fully washed away. Like the waters go down. Ice time. Waters go down. People go to the coast. Hey, cool. Hey, check this out. Some generations, no one remembers. Didn't the water used to be up there? Oh, well, the trees grew back, so no. And then the water comes back. Sudden or slow, tsunami or subtle, the water always comes back to the same level. No one knows why. Then the water is rising. Like really, people, it's actually centrifugally locked in position. Centrifugally locked in position? What do you mean by that? That because the earth is spinning, it is shooting the water that's in the entire earth outwards and inwards. Because in the more closer to the core part, the water can't shoot outwards. It's going to be pushed back towards the center. While gravity is happening, this is all the spinning forces. Then you add the gravity force that also pulls it in. So like you take a balloon, put some water in it, spin that balloon, and you see the water stays in the middle, spinning around like a ring. And like, well, that's Earth. The water would recede if we stopped spinning. And if we started spinning faster, the water level would go up. So this is on this area where I live for 6 million years. Okay. I've seen places where the water line has had 12 different lava flows, one covering the next, covering the next, covering the next, that all stop right at the coast. It's not as much like, oh, look, oh, it just happened to stop at the level the ocean water is at. Millions of years ago. Millions of years ago, water's been at the same level. So it goes down and it goes back up. Goes down, it goes back up. Because each kind of rock, you think all rocks are the same. No rock is really the same. Like, there's types of rock, but like, rocks are like, you know, they're just dough. You know, you have all this dough that you didn't bake. They let you sit and then it hardens without expanding. And creates these cracks and fissures and layers upon other rock that previously there were lava flows. So there's caverns and caverns and caverns throughout the entire world where lava has just covered over the other lava. But sometimes in between the two lava areas, maybe like there is like a stream or a whole bunch of dirt that couldn't burn through or something. Because like lava gets through a lot of stuff. A lot of river rock gets thrown in. And start to realize that the complete western United States is hit by a tsunami every 500 to 800 years. If that's right, you can look that up. They're finding like devastating evidence far up the coast. And living in Costa Rica, there's also evidence of tsunamis reaching up about 200 feet, 117, you know, the first, because you can always, you can see where water goes and where it doesn't. It's not that hard, because wherever there is like red dirt, the water has not been on it. It's the original volcanic soil, iron, still in the dirt, sitting there. The water hasn't washed it away. Whereas places closer to the coast, the water comes up and just pulls away everything on the top layer. Oh, it's under 200 feet because a tsunami is not just a giant wave. It then pulls everything back outwards. And the ocean resettles for a temporary time. Because to have a galactic tsunami. If people wonder what the wobble is on Earth, I mean, I'll just go through the theories with y'all people. Like, why does the Christian have a cross? Not as much because Jesus was crucified, as it's another passing of a giant, dark star and solar system that's parallel to us. That shoots next to our sun and yanks the magnets of everything like little rubber bands, like boing. And so everything in reverse, if took the mechanicalness of the known everything and looked at the tilt of every single thing and did that in backwards, until all the tilts started to align together and find a giant magnet shot through our solar system. And it yanked all our planets a tiny bit. Now, something like that, when we look what the moon does, right? Now, you get like a Jupiter shooting by, and the water effect is going to be a little differently, though it's a temporary visitor. It just keeps going, like on the cross. You see it on the NASA symbol, there's this like certain degree of these interstellar objects, and also on the Star Trek symbol, 22, no, I can't, I don't know, that these objects that are at this rotation, that something else has pulled them out in that direction to have that rotation, because we're not standing still, we're like a corkscrew moving through space. Of all these things spinning around. Because we think it's flat. It's not really as flat as we want to think it is. Because the only flatness would be by each planet also. Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to go into that. So basically, there's these other objects that are not along the regular plane of our solar system that have this other degree tilt. And whatever it is that is highly magnetic and gravitational, something happens every 3.2 million years. Guaranteed. Look it up. 3.2 million, something goes down. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is a small remnant of that. Maybe this is like the outer planets from that previous whatever that shot by, but you know what? They got stuck in our gravity and got pulled right back. So these objects that move through and create these giant debris fields, Saturn's rings, like what do you think that's from? It's been rings for a very long time. Like, no. Everything coalesces into planets. Look, everything does. And these ring fields are possibly like the funnel that keeps knocking them to the planet, perhaps. Sidewinding theory. So, whatever makes the waters rise on our planet, sudden or gradual, whatever makes them descend, most likely gradual. I can't think of a sudden descension. All of a sudden the whole Earth stops spinning. And you take any magnet that's spinning, and you cannot just have another magnet that would just stop it if it is moving past it. Like, it'll affect it, but that other magnet is still bound to that spin, but it gets yanked in that direction. So whatever it is that put all the planets at tilt, the event can be reversed. So easy. And we're like, what do you mean? Like, you take every planet that we know is axis, and we go in reverse. Because you look at some planets that are like completely flipped on their side. Did they really form that way, or did something else moving past them yank them gravitationally more than their parent planet? Because it's a whole party. They have a whole dark solar system passing through here, and see what they go. Black holes are just black holes. They don't have solar systems. Black holes, of course, have solar systems, they have a gravitational pull that is equal to a size that will pull things closer to it and trap things in orbit around them. You have multiple black holes in orbit with each other. I don't know. Maybe. You know, I don't have any of this data. Basically, we can't see to the north, okay? Betelgeuse goes out, and you're just like, what's going on there? Like, Betelgeuse, a name of a planet, a star system that we've known about for a very, 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 very long time suddenly stops shining. What could block a sun's light, people? You think about it, and whatever it is, could be coming from that direction at full force. And just so large that it's blocking an entire sun. How could something just be so large? Suns just don't stop. They're not this. Hey, look, there's a supernova. No one saw it. Betelgeuse. Oh, yeah, supernova. Not. Stars we've known about. Stars human society has told humans to pay attention to. Movies saying Betelgeuse three times, right? Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse. Deluge. All right. Think I'm late. Oh, shit. The world has some cool things, but it also has a whole bunch of omens. And we've got to pay attention to the omens around us, because the people before us, there was a lot of them, they went through some tough times. They went through some tough times, many of them. Floods, volcanoes. And we're just talking natural disasters, okay? But not just human on human, or human on Neanderthal, or Neanderthal on human, or other hominid on hominid wars. Why do you think people are angry at and think differently about people of other colors? It's not really a racist thing. It's a inbred by all genetics to fear differing genetics that are not reproducible. You know, see some, you know, Ku Klux Klan guy put on his hood and go out, like, try to find, like, an African-American girl to date or something. You know, it's just, it didn't work that way. Oh. You know, both ways. You're like, what are you doing, cracker? But it's when people are next to each other and they have that genetic possible link, it's like you're not as, like, murderous. And I don't know what scale of smack my bitch up-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm not saying it's like humans have been nice to their females. Vice versa, you know. It's just, it's historically, we have a lot of self-trauma that has gone unhealed because we just die. Don't need to heal that drama. Don't need to heal that drama. Like, just the dominance itself in the act is just, it's like, you're in charge, okay? Just like Did you go to Tim Allen school? Me no alphabet. You know, this is the whole body tightening and dominating. I'm like, oh, I'm a headache. You know, of course, it's like no relationship experience. Like, that's not what you do when you try to get some. You don't just react like Tim Allen. You come out here. It might work. You know, depending on no one's around. You know, you got to gauge every situation. No one's around. No one's around. Like, yeah, that's the whole point of having a house. No one's around. Like, yeah, no way. Have you met my friend? He reminds me about this act and has told me how cool it is because he's like, oh, is the pizza here? Is the pizza here? Like, how many times can you go to the door to fetch pizza and there's no pizza there? You're like, you gotta think about it that way. You gotta think like, I mean, think about it, what am I doing? I'm trying to help the females of the world understand that guys are always like, is it pizza time? Is it pizza security? Pizza's here. Always running to the door. Is it pizza time? Pizza time? Pizza time? I think we're like 12 years old. Pizza time, I'm in church. What are you doing? Synagogue. Pizza. Pizza, pizza, pizza. Going on through Jason, what's got in the head? Is it some fascination hanging out with sensation? What's got going through the sea? What's got going on with me? Watching the high tide, low tide. What's got going to be as I find a way to see? Or can I divert to leave as I find a way to divert my distraction? See, get me away from all this electricity. Back in earth I be, shovel hand and see. Where do I dig deep? As I'm gonna find more quartz, you're gonna light up a reed. Come down from his where, coming down to see. It's the rock and roll museum, us to see. The rock loose, rock a light, the rock a tight, to come to hear. It's the coming to meet the light, it's to see. The hard rocks be, but you see, I've got the light through them. Illuminosity, illuminate with me. You see, it's not some weird to see, not lost in some decree that you see. What do I believe? If you see, it's a goggly. Getting down or get giggly. Think with me, a thingly, figuratively. As I put together everything, what have do I trigger thee? As I get there, a creation, it's everything per nation. What do I see? It's my crew, prostration, provenation, pocalation. This to see, pontesis, us pontus. Everything, what it's a cost to see. Not some casuality, it's all possibility. Thank you. What do I see? What do I create? It's everything I do. I just demonstrate. Pass the world in because I'm the Kalishan, I'm the Lishan, I get the Lishan, I got the DC, I got the DC, I'm the A creation, a combination, do I put on a fantabulation, fantagree, fantablee, and you put on a fantasy. Fantasy. There is no fantasy island without the fans. Fantasy. You've got to, it's in the name. Get one's inner arrow focus. Focus your inner arrow. What's my direction? Come to see what's come down here. Aim the tree. Everything what there's on sea on same sign. What's my boss find? Boss find. Contact. 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 This is nature. Congrats. Come down here. I hold the spot. Think also so come down here, talk to just on taxi, talk a lot. It's this year, target to clay, tickle me, tickle last is down, knees is everything. I play around the season, but this is your arms, please, and everything on the base, and everything on the faces, everything come out on the feast, you know, everything on the street, you know, it links on the street, you know, everything of the police, you know, everything that I think is named, and everything goes all sent here on the street, you know, part of the nation, all comes from the general connection, you know, it can be done, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, It's come down, see, so far, see, this time, that's right, come down, right, move up, now, see, out, all right, let her get told to be seven. Focus, like the arrow. Focus D, just come that D, come please, you want to see some conferences, come that here, and I come to see this, every single super song, train song, come that here, some long sentences, every single one is a conference, you got that here, a competition, a competition, a combination, you come back here, now competition, every single combination, you come down here, now competition, you come down, she's a quantity, she's a quantity, now bangalita, every single person, conditioner, sometimes you turn to a seat, get that toss, angel, and the lita, this is a fatigue, like Robin Lita, sometimes you step on the lita, got this, you can't get that, you No need to get played, you got to jump back leg, this is 50 up, a couple of seats, a couple of seats up, all the Okay. Put you down on the mic, put you down, do it right. Put down everything with on a sea, put down on the side. Just this tail, toss the trail, toss the seas to say. What's your light tail, I to see, just on the taste, say. Trace the day, trace the key, says the sea. Okay. This one's hectic. I'm eventually that sticks with my mood, you know. Trying to find what I put in my time, come down there here with what's it, the good crime. Everything, what they're gonna say, what they're gonna do here, is this kind of word, is this some kind of play? What do I rhyme forth, or what do I put forth? Everything from here straight from my core. Is it what I like to do, what do I adore? Cause it's something to see, it's something to see. Don't need no distraction, me coming down straight forward from my brain and re. Everything from the 10, it's Ren, it can come down here, cause it's Ramana and Morena. As the cone serves, I'm not here to hurt. Everything here was Omega Purse. This is everything on the same, on the same. This is everything here, we have been on the same. Not here to kind of say, kind of glee, kind of glee. As you see what, I'm not hanging out with kind of me. But you see, I'm here to help you be free. But everything you see, you need to find what you need. What you see is a bunny green. Do you see, are you kicking back smoking? Fun to say, what's got here, kid to take? Coming out here, what's your mirror play? Everything, slowing down, just take a take. I'm saying to you, what you want to see, what you say. Every day, what you want to sing, what you see. Everything for Hurster, tell me how you bring, how you sing, how you ling, how you gling, how you cling, how you ding. Every tick a tang, everything from ring, everything we see, I'm a ding a ding a lag a ling. Every day I'm gonna come to say, come to leave, I'm gonna see my phone rare, I'm gonna see, I'm gonna see. But the one may have done to soak, cause I got out here and I'm rocking rogue. Cause it's everything, I'm a saying, I'm a ling, I'm a ling, everything for love, I see, stop a see. Not here, get lost in the test. See here, for I am true to bless. It's everything here, no, I don't need no test. It's everything here, no need, no, I'm asking. I was ache, I believe, I believe the lowest. Come down here, watch me, you got the sister. So, constantly, cut the tons of these. You walked out here, keep climbing the D. It's a man of me, it's a mind to see. More than one click, command of me, cause it's everything. Got a leg a ling, cause it's something, cut the thing. Every seven double day, got a ling, everything song, I'm a thing. It's come down here, what's the value of my brain? It's everything, got to cut a tie. It's dies, looking for two, that's a happy sunrise. It's everything, cause six things like stone. What you putting down with the smile, yo? Everything on the side, here we go, down the street. Have a thing, have a tang, have a drink, have a lane. More than one put in the drink. It comes out of here on top of the stank. It's put forth here, woods, you're created to think. Everything, song, town, sing, sing. It's everything, food, four, feet, up, place. It's a big song, town, sing, song, sing, so, so. Everything, so, down, from my highest house to soul. I throw, I glow. Everything, for your fur, for your high grow. Everything, open to the seas, song, town, sing. It's coming out here for a cover to sing. It's on that ling and on the little leg. Sing, ding, now here, now shaking the dick, laying, step down, ting, tongue on the mic, and it's a drum down here, could do, 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 sometimes it's like, you know, it takes a second to find that like beat you're really like, you know, like, all right, instead of rhyme down on it. Man, it rhymed as long as it took me to find that beat. I know. My levels, watching my devils, quitting down here, putting on the mic, I got my credentials, everyone wants to see, coming down with the sea, as you say, well, I got your true words, liberty, liberate with me, liberality, as you find what's I going to say, it's everything to play, not just video, man. Worth first, if we come to see, what's got going forth, what sec, is to see, what's it on see, what's the thing to see, is this thing about what, one, two, three, every bee, every brave, every brave, every cray, every slave, everything here for, what did you say, from your mind, how do you breathe, check out the time, silver break to see, break free, get to see, as you find here, how can you see, everything that you want to unfold, unfold, and first to see, we're filling your world, you got so much gold, potentially, potentials be, as you see, you don't need to be the one to be, listen to the word see, this sound see, smart kid, what doesn't listen to the aha, he has his own to say, you don't got words that I need to hear or say, cause it's everything coming straight from my greens, come down here, for I'm not here to be mean, I'm here seen, sometimes me obscene, as seen, as I put together with my word team, got my schlock, it comes down here, for I'm rocking my knock, it's empty for all, but like a lock, it's a good ooba-ba, I'm a me, everything before I get tactually, tactuality, what's the factuality, as you see, quick navigate with me, as we find a way to see what's in the sand, come down here for your words, the hands, and the past, the can't, so I'm see, you see, I'm see the B, as I can be, the future E, future Z, future B, future E, I don't know what, I'm just human, human me, human my, human I, I'm here, who am I, present I, present C, present Z, prime me, as you see, what I'm the super number E, what if I'm more unique, come to see what I got the line of what you need, it's everything what you see, if you say, tell me what, how you build and what you say, everything, is it the world, is it the place, is it the craze, come to see here, oh, how do you oblay, 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 of a global sea, a glamorous sea, I'm a nominee, divide by three. Okay, I guess that was the hour. Okay, you guys, you're listening to... hold on, I got my name on my underwear. Haynes. I'm Haynes. Fruit of the Loom. I haven't debated that quickly. Back to boy. Hold on, I got a Melvin real quick. Melvin! Okay, it is... Fruit of the Doom. Yes. I mean, it's just like what I try to do. Everything when I sing, I post edit and I take out every breath. Every moment that God gave me. That I take to appreciate. My existence by, like, oxygen's a drug, man. And God wants us to be addicted to oxygen, not Oxycontin. You guys got the wrong memo. Are they cut off the end or you're just purposely reading it wrong? Oxygen. That's the name of the Jewish God. Yah. the inhale and the exhale. Anybody can do the inhale. But if you don't get to that exhale, you're not doing a good job. Like, sorry. Hey, you exhaled 26.5 grams of gases. Gotta get to that exhale. That's part of giving thanks. Like, how do you thank God? Like, not filling God's time with stupid stuff. Like, yeah, we're in interesting. Sure. Like, come on, Mighty. I got everything. I can see everybody. I can even see them through their eyes, right? But I'm almighty. What's up? Doesn't matter what you do or not. I'm almighty. I'll judge your stuff at the end. Like, okay, so don't hurt people. The people do their stuff and I'll do my stuff. See how that works out. Alright, okay. You know, it was give thanks and praise and my stretches or my breath. I mean, stretching, I mean, that feels really, like, selfish in a sense. But I'm also like, I don't own my body. I don't own this thing. God owns this thing. I'm just like a passenger on a train. Everybody is. Yeah, just go, I'm going to go mess with the train. You know, you put the train through normal use. You're not supposed to spray paint on your train. Like, tattoos are, like, bad. And, yeah, they're cool looking and all, sure. Societal. But just, like, I'm always looking for an excuse. Why do I have this, like, I look at tattoos and just like, oh, are you in pain? I'm like, they see the, I don't see the color of the tattoo. I just see the skin that's filled with toxins. It's like, has this dye forced into the cells. Help me. That's what I see. Really, you see tattoos. You're like, well, my first tattoos were for my cancer surgery. Not for the surgery, for the radiation therapy after the surgery. But like, I'm like 19-year-old, and like, I like working with these three little dots on you. Bleep, bleep, bleep. I didn't go to a tattoo parlor for that. I did it in-house. You know, I actually cannot remember the day. I remember a lot of the days during the radiation therapy. I don't remember I gotta think about that. The day they put the three tattoos in. Because that's what they used to line up with the lasers. We're sophisticated barbarians. We shoot murderous ions. That's right. But we'll line it in just one area. You know, they've irradiated his brain. I'm like, I know. Go take it up with Spider-Man first. You tell me, what's Peter Parker say? Okay? He's got the brainiac and all that stuff. You got irradiated by animal radiated at it. So all I got to do is bite someone. And they're going to have superhuman powers. It's so cool. Who do I get to bite first? I don't know. But I ain't going to be that meat alternative guy. Hey, I'm going to make a meat alternative. And in the time being, chew the face off some dude. And we were like, what? Like, yeah, look it up. Look it up. You guys are weird. They will not eat meat from a cow, but I'll meat from your face. What kind of argument do you lose when that happens? Like, you don't want to... I mean, like, hey, you're wearing an orange vest, but, you know, Dick Cheney, he's got a farsighted problem. He says, you know, go look over there and walk 10 feet. You just don't look back. He just, you live, bitch. All I can say is, he's the one they told you this about. The other journeys are like, oh, wait, do we keep this one on the register? Okay. What about the other 10? There was no other 10. Here, let's go for a walk.
Oh, no.
See, everyone's got to hide what they're doing to murder. Clintons are just like, hey, let me show you how. How to cover your trail with murder. Well, first, you know, you kind of find the ones who's investigating you. And then, you know, they got creative. I swear, they like docked some dude with like so much marijuana in his blood, and they left him on the railroad tracks. This is back when they were like in the drug dealing days. This is like the creativity that these people have. Like they totally got him so stoned, he couldn't get off the railroad tracks. And the toxicology report was like, he had so much marijuana in his system. Like, where do you sign up for that? And can I get a caretaker? You're like, I'm gonna try, but that's not the trade part. I mean, that's the sucky part about that group of people. They're like, here, we'll do the fun part, and then, no, what about just the injection of marijuana? The liver just cannot digest, but it's just, maybe it's been made soluble or something. You can't just put it straight in the blood. What do you mean it's a brick of hash? It's like, eat it, lubricate it. I mean, I gotta give it to them, because, you know, I'm not trying to get on, like, you create a hit list, whatever, dude. You don't want to be in Hillary's hit list. You know, I let my sister win those arguments, okay, girl? All right. I let her win those, okay? You had your time in the sun. You need your back in the sun. People, it's like, you got to understand is that men and women are not the same. We may think and want equality, but what is equality? I mean, is it all just like reciprocity? It's like, you know, we said, this is, you know, it's cheaper if we just let them grab a white slave, turn them into your slave, and give people money. That's what they chose to do in California. They're like, we're not going to give each person half of $1 billion. We'll just let them choose a white slave. Hey, go get one. Come register it and take care of it. You know, give it to Health Quarterly. You know, reparations. Go get a white slave. Just get it done right. You know, money. No. This didn't take money. You know, it's just... It wasn't even you guys. You guys grew up as little snots. People back in the day would have slapped you around some. Where's money? And I'm like, give me my hand out. Where's my hand out? Here. Oh, my God, no hand. Yeah. People, like... People. Man, what can I say? People's people. So I get 45 más minutos. I think I was Spanish. I'm not sure sometimes. Like, can I tunnel myself out of this hole? You know, basically, like, there's some weird people, and they're trying to get the state to do some weird stuff. And, you know, as a governor of a state or any body of anywhere, we should, like, try to be paying attention to what was working and what's not working. What's, like, do, what's a handout, and what's revenge. Like, reparations, they just like everything. We want reparations, like... Because then we all want reparations. You have changed the climate and it made it rain. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, our group of scientists and our group of scientists and our group of scientists, we want to be Well, all the people that didn't survive from the Holocaust want some money, too. You know, that happened a little earlier. You know, maybe you guys did some compounded interest for, like, 40 acres and a mule. You know, you think, I'd rather have a mule and 40 acres. I mean, I'd rather have an acre and 40 mules. You know, it's like, an acre, where's this acre? On the moon. Oh, yeah, up there. You see it? To the point of view, there you go. They'll get their revenge, dude, instead of a moon colony. Ah, ha, 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 400,000 goats. Mules, I don't know. Mule. This is hell than you can do with a mule. Shut up. Mule. Jeez. I mean, I could use a pickup truck, really. I mean, that's just what a mule is. It's what you're doing. A pickup truck. A mule, it's with an engine. I don't have a slave of an animal that pulls my stuff around. Though, you know, sometimes mules can do stuff. Like, if you're nice to them, they're like, all right. Like, you know, there had to be some kind of steroid for mules, you would think. Like, if you're like, well, horses can pull, but mules, oh boy. Like, why is a mule? Because it's lower to the ground or something? And it just can pull a carriage better. Like, these are such important things. As a governor of California, I would figure out, I mean, like, is a mule or a horse-pulled carriage better for the government? I couldn't care what the people are doing. People do their own stuff. But the government that gets to choose what it gets to do. It doesn't get to choose what the people get to do. It gets to choose what comes in and out of the state. That's about it. Get to choose what the people get to do. If the state chooses to have a horse-drawn carriage and outlaws mules, then what kind of heresy is that? No more mules. There shall be no more mules. We shall. Mules fart and they leave poop everywhere. And they're low to the ground. Mules. I mean, there's a pro-mule, anti-mule. So I was just like, people, you're missing the movement. There's a movement right now. And you think it's okay just to get rid of the mule. Remember getting rid of the mule? Now you're all looking at it the wrong way. It's a mule fart. Gas is cool. Gas is awesome. Especially if you're hanging out in Titan. You know, I'm moving around Saturn and you're like, hey, put some petrol fuel right there. What do you mean? I can drive right down there and there's an unlimited supply of energy through combustion waiting for us over Saturn. Unlimited supply. Unlimited. A whole planet covered in fuel. Now, in outer space, you're obviously not spitting the gas out. And so all this is really doing is telling the car manufacturers that they gotta build rebreather apparatus that can take whatever comes out of the vehicle, filter it, compress it into pellets, and feed it back to the engine. If you're in space, you don't got a lot more oxygen. Yeah, okay, where do you... People think, like, engines just run... Like, no. Engines need oxygen. God's gift that keeps all of us alive. There is bacteria that can survive without oxygen. And some microbes, perhaps. But most every single thing... And still, those microbes require CO2, a form of oxygen with carbon, I believe, if I have this correct. Anorexic and orexic, anorexic, anhydrous. Okay, anyhow, I'm not thesaurus right now. Dictionary time. You look, and oxygen is the predominant life on the planet, but plants breathe CO2. It's like, you know, diddly about plants. You think plants breathe CO2? You're missing out half the puzzle. The roots breathe oxygen. The plants produce oxygen through their leaves, but the roots breathe oxygen. So, I mean, you learn more about plants, you're like, oh, I mean, they're breathing with the exhale, in a sense. Yeah. I mean, you can Google that. You have to aerate. They're not breathing. I mean, nitrogen is easy, but yet nitrogen-fixing bacteria on the outside of the plant pulls nitrogen out of the air and feeds it to the plant. So it's not just CO2 is involved in this whole process. Why is there so much nitrogen? No one thinks about it. Nitrogen. Why is there so much of this inert, as we believe, inert gas? It's all been balanced by the plant. Obviously, the Siberian Rift, for instance, that over 10,000 years brought the planet into an ice age. The Siberian Rift was this big gash, and of course, Siberia, it was volcanic, but it kept exhuming gases into the atmosphere. For like 10,000 years, I want to say it was. 1,000 or 10,000, I'm pretty sure 10. And it brought an ice age on. And what that ice age does, it purifies the air. Like, you don't hear of Alaska filled with smog. Cold air solidifies, and also the electrical content in the air zaps particles. The ozonation pulls things out of the air, particulates. So we've as life have been here a long time. As humans and as hominids, we've been in some places a lot longer than we really want to realize. There's a lot of people, it's not just the Bible anymore saying, oh, we're 10,000 years old. Like, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. What is age? When people leave stuff behind, do you think there was pickup crews after civilizations fell or were conquered? Hold on, guys, we gotta pick up all this trash. What is it? Oh, it's just stones, quartz, I don't really have metal yet. No gold, maybe gold. Oh, pick it up. Okay. All right. Covered all in dirt. So that's what it is, just stones and stones and stones everywhere. Everywhere. And so many of them. Like, it's looking like a used computer. It's like, oh, it's used, it's thrown away, the corporation no longer wants it, or the person no longer wants it, and they sell it for such a cheap price. And you're like, it was valuable when they bought it, but... The resale is only because there are computers faster and better. And that pushes that market, but that computer is something humans have never had. We want to say we've had Abacus's tabulation machine, a whole bunch of gears spinning around a giant anti-Catharian mechanism, right? Giant, to prove the point. Scripts. We've had all these counting machines all over. We found one underwater right before it becomes really deep. One of the deepest areas of the Mediterranean. Antikythera Island. It's like shallow right there, and then once you get past it, but there's cliffs on both sides. Something stopped that vessel. Technology in the wrong hands. What was their technology they didn't want people to have? The technology that the Jewish people guarded, they kept from the quote-unquote Egyptians that half the time were Jewish, and they carried with them during the earthquake. They released the locusts and the hail, and the water level lowered. Supposedly timing, you know, you're being chased immediately, comes back, I don't know. But these stories were told are not fiction. They just didn't know how to tell facts the way we validate facts. You got to, like, prove this, prove that. Oh, yeah, okay, that's a fact. And right now, media is science. So it's like when you want to prove anything, you don't got to prove it anymore. You just got to disprove any opposition. Invalidate the opposition. Say, all right, well, nobody's opposing me anymore. That's what it's come down to. When you do, I shot the debate partner. Oh, yeah, well, how are you progressing now? Well, nothing's slowing me down with what I want to do. Oh, yeah, where's my debate partner? Well, his projects are finished. No, one point of view, whatever. You know, that's why we have guns. We had a duel. He said my point of view was better than your point of view. And you're like, that sucks. How is someone's point of view better than someone else's point of view? I've got more history, more this. Me. You know, I've had sex with this old man. Really? Tell me, what was it like? You had sex with a 60-year-old man. Fuck, I'm so young. Jason, you're young. Okay. Anyhow. I mean, this is a guy, like, no, he's either. He doesn't have any energy. It's like, they go after these people that they don't like. Like, oh, that person is a bad person. Because he swung his wing in places that people didn't want. Like, yeah, that's bad. Okay. And then you're like, well, these people also say that too now.
Really?
And these people say that too now.
Really?
Everybody, anybody else, clearinghouse, anybody else, anyone else that, like, some 60-year-old guy just using my place as the king to spread the legs and got this hunger.
Like, no, dude, you know, I'm pretty sure he's got to take something to get it up.
You know, he's not me. I'm filled with energy. I mean, maybe, I don't know. The guy does not look like, I'm going to look a lot healthier when I'm way old like that. Like, that's so fine. That's like illness. I mean, was it good for the moment? Like, really? Like, what is ejaculation? It's just like, it is everything. To release of spirit energy. Release of life. What is it? You know, this is everything I need to do. It's my domination. It's my way of saying thank you. Here is child now. Good luck later. Right? What? You know, it's just... And I definitely know the women world's been practiced at the art of fleshing that stuff. Clean up. Got another one in four. These guys are just so bent up. And it's so simple to please us. That, like, it's like, to some people, like, that's all you needed? No. And you'll give me money? Oh. Hmm. Okay, whatever. That was exercise. A little more limber. You know, like, what is all that stuff? It's just people just holding back from each other. People holding back and repressing each other so much. Something is not like, if you don't have like people into something, you really shouldn't be doing it. Like, you gotta be like digging with someone, like, hey, you're down with this. Someone's not down with something, it's like, oh, sorry. I thought you were down. Oh, okay. Put that thing back in there. Okay. Well, you know, I was just in the here at the grocery store and I saw you looking at me. And I thought, like, you're like, oh, give me that look. And I was just like, well, if I just inch down my shorts a little and just something just flops out, you know, that'd be helpful. But apparently, like, you can't Pee Wee Herman in public. You've got to go to, like, the special movie theaters. Then you could pull it out. Because they don't mind over there. Just in public, they're just like, that's the thing that they got Pee Wee for doing like normal stuff. Like, the guy was not in the shopping cart lane. Do, 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 do. Clunk. Do, 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 do. You know, just whips it out. You know, this poor guy, you know. When the media wants to go after you for something, they're like, and he jaywalked Entertainment Now. That's the entertainment. He jaywalked. And I was like, okay, keep entertainment weird. Like, no, Santa Cruz, fine. But entertainment, like, whatever happened to, like, making fun of nerds? Now everyone's like, no, but I am the nerd. I'm the key nerd. No, I'm the smart one. No, I can fix the thing. Everybody can always fix the computer. That's the best part. You had to break enough of them first. Well, I've broken enough. I can go out of the profession. I'm smart enough. I can do it. Everyone's just so self-reliant. Now, like, that's why all that spyware is out there. Everyone's just like, hey, these guys think they're... I had a great idea with some tape, but, yeah. Like, people really... Really are funny. If you don't think people are funny, I don't know where you're at. People are so freaking hilarious that it's just like, because we want to do things that we choose to do, not things that you recommend. And if you recommend it, it's going to be like 6 years later. Then we're going to find out is the most awesome thing anyone's ever recommended. And for me, Costa Rica. Like, oh, Costa Rica, cool, okay. Went through some legal stuff with adversely possessing a property, and a buddy no longer was my buddy. And so I'd fight some... But anyhow, I don't live there where I was adversely possessing anymore. So I'm like, what am I going to do? And all my stuff was stolen by said buddy. And Costa Rica just came into my mind. I'm like, oh. Sometimes you got to be in like the most like funkiest little places. You're even thinking about it, like mid-sentence even. Like that's when I thought about Puerto Rico. Like, oh, I got to go to check out Puerto Rico. That was like mid-sentence with someone on the phone. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do in Seattle after Microsoft canned me after I like gave them Apple. Like, hey, I know guys that know how to do that freaking jump from Link when I worked at LinkedIn. Why don't you guys talk to them? It was connect. Okay, cool. Yeah. 2 weeks after they let me go, Microsoft Jamf announced connection partnership to charge people more money. You know, I control computers. One key to run them all. I don't know. That's the thing, is it's finding a way for the brainiacs to cash in on the idea they came up with. Like, hey, I came up with this idea. And this idea is making the company this much money. I should get some money. That's my kind of company. Not just, your brain belongs to me. Like, no. There's no such thing as a company. If we're going to execute the company, because now I'm a living entity, and a company can vote, right? If it's a living entity. How old is the company? Really? This is over 18. Can it drive a car? Does it have a car driver's license? You know, if the corporation commits a crime, can we put the board of directors to death? Like, the company killed the person. Sorry, one of you guys gotta go. We're gonna draw straws. Look at your ass, suck. You're like, I just joined the board this week. And now they say they gotta kill one of us because we're a person and somebody died eating our plaxicon, whatever. Man, it be. Went after the vaccine industry market. Like, everybody that died, you gotta take one employee. Right? One employee. No more pharmaceutical industry left. Sorry. You know, one for one. So, even saying it makes your heart drink now. Come on, one for one. Sorry, you're a person, you're a corporation. You can't put a 16-year-old in charge of a company. You know, they start to get wise. Like, oh man, we just nominate children. They're not going to execute the children in charge of the country company. Like, what? Girl, I don't know. Keep thinking they're going to keep taking people's money and lives at the same time. I'm taking your life and the money. Like, look at that, dude. What do you use the money for? I don't know. Send some of the space. Create more things to limit your life. Because we've chosen that less people is better for Earth. Like, no. More healthy people are better for Earth, not more sick people. I mean, literally, it's like they released the Mars life form. That's what it is. Because you see that Magellan's thing, or whatever, that fibrous, whatever it is. Oh my God, it's gross. But they caught it on the little thingy, thingamabopper. On the little spacecraft, it's on the video, it's this ball of thread that rolls around the surface of Mars that is living. So, I mean, guys, you want to think of how gross these people are. They all put Martian alien into you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, sorry, you can't rebut when you've had a heart attack. Oh, what about that soccer player? What soccer player? There was none on the ground. You know, it's difficult to keep humans from not destroying the resources on the planet. So some groups believe that harming humans will reduce the population. And that kind of sucks. I mean, if there was a way, like, okay, guys, there's a pandemic of trash.
A what?
Pandemic of trash. That's what the true pandemic is, of human covering up the earth. That's the pandemic. You guys are covering up the whole earth, ripping away places that life could live. That is the pandemic. The true pandemic. And, you know, some elites are like, well, we can also get more numbers with our Moloch god by sending more people to the grave earlier. Ha ha, ha ha. Like, that doesn't really stop the trash. That just stops human ingenuity from creating ways to create less trash. He's like, what, you think freaking all the Kenyan girls, the HPV vaccination, they're all limping all over the country? She got the vaccination, yeah? Where's Bill Gates now? William, Melinda, why don't you come on back to Kenya? Come on down. Come on back. Yeah. Come on down. Why don't you guys go hang out for a little while? We got something to show you. It's just people are so awesomely assholes at what they do so well. They just gotta give them some kind of credit. Be like, you know, if you were like playing the game of the evil person, you got a lot of points. Whoa, you evil guys start to work together. You got a lot of like evil points going on. It's not philanthropical. They're like evil tropical. How do we just, like, well, hey, we're good job now. You shall stop. You know, make more money giving people blue screens and computers because there's less people in the chain. Computers, oh my God, so many people in the chain to make money. And he wasn't even making money in the hardware part. I mean, yeah, there's some hardware stuff. I mean, him personally probably got out right when the first Surface came out, I think, or maybe before that. But Microsoft wasn't doing the hardware. Just software. Or hardware. Just ones and zeros. What are you doing? I'm just staring at a computer, typing in stuff until it doesn't break. Try this. No, try that. Try this. Try that. Have you actually coded something? Like, literally basic programming. Like, that's what coding really is. Coding is really super basic once you understand things. And then it's like, and then we can also look at all our data different ways. It's like, okay, but it's a one and zero. All right. And it's also a follow a linear path. It's directions. How do you remember? I mean, most people won't remember. But back in the day, a friend would give you directions to their house. You know, like, not just here's the street address, but like the whole directions. Like, okay, how close are you to this freeway? Okay, you're over there. We'll go down there for this while and then get off this exit and then make a right when you see like the light or the beggar. It's always the best direction. When you see the homeless people on the right, make a right. Okay. You go down, then there's always like the food stand, like the food trucks. You see this truck, and usually the truck's right there. Every now and then it's over there, but most likely it's right there. You make a right, because the sign on the street's gone, right? People are just funny. Oof. people are very interesting. I like them. I can't always understand them. And sometimes, especially because I'm in Costa Rica, right? And they're speaking this other language. I'm like, I don't really speak Spanish. I'm sorry. I don't understand Spanish. I could speak Spanish for a long time, but I don't understand it fully. So what's awesome is my mind is like, there's no nagging from commercials trying to put English words into my skull. There's no nagging from advertisements on billboards, on anywhere, trying to put words in my skull. From the radio, from any, even like when I look on the internet, if I don't have the VPN on, it's all in Spanish. You know, dang it. And it's so peaceful to remove yourself from these external changes, because we all lie to ourselves. We're all, oh, I can filter all that. Like, nobody can filter anything. You absorb everything. Everything gets absorbed. Everything. And that's part of the brain. You can go back in time and recess complete conversation. Sometimes you got to be in a mesmeronic state because we don't believe ourselves. A lot of people don't believe in ourselves enough that we can bring, we can restate everything verbatim back when we get in that right zone. Words can repeat complete conversations they've heard. Both sides. Complete conversations. And like, I don't understand it fully because the bird speaks Spanish. We have a bird where I'm staying that heard a conversation like 3 years ago and repeats the same exact conversation. I don't know if it's, I can't say it's verbatim, but the house mother's like laughing sometimes because she's like hears. It's like playing the same TV episode again. Like, these animals have been around with humans for so long, and the animals know what humans like, and like mimicking us because we feed them and we don't eat them. So they're like, okay. And then they try to clean, like, some birds, if you have a mole on you, on your, especially near your face, and you're letting a bird near your face, you kind of got to be careful. Those are big, giant parrots. They got that, those nippers. They can just nip it right off. And that's what they think it is. They think it's either a bug or they're healing you. You just nip that thing off. Thanks, bird. You know, they don't give good scalp massages either. Like, oh. Like, God was not kind to their hands. Their hands are just for grabbing stuff and literally clawing at it. Like, there's a word for it. Like, there's a word for what they have in many languages. It's so cool. I'm stoked I'm here. I don't know why. On a, like, you know, Halloween, there's something that happens on Halloween, and people don't fully realize that it's not as much happened as has happened. Because, like, during that time, there's these meteor showers every 3 years. And some of these meteor showers, I think, in civilizational times have been pretty bad. Like, maybe the Earth has already collected most of the big ones. But there's something interesting. It's just so beautiful, this place that we live in. We've had so much history and so much culture tell us about the past. Say, this has happened, that's happened, and how do we tell that again to our children? And they tell that to their children. That is children's stories, children's songs, fables, lore. You know, when a giant tsunami hits and washes 95% of people away, that 5% that survives is not able to build society back to where it was. but they can write down everything that happened, and they have. Time and time again, humans have documented great cataclysms on the surface. And whatever number people want to say they're up to, there's far more cataclysms on the surface during hominid times than just human times. Hey, we're all, hominids are not like us. They go, yeah, you see a monkey scratching its butt too. You know, these things are like identical to us. What, they suddenly, their brain changed. Like, no, some of their muscles maybe rearranged a little. Like, we became swimmers. Somehow, swimming deliminated us and made every single one of us be more agile in the water. And that's awesome. You know, a Neanderthal cannot swim as fast as we can. I guess I would like to actually do some more like research on that. If Neanderthals were capable swimmers, because I believe their shoulders were a little different. They're maybe more buoyant because they had thicker skulls from being hit in the head by stuff all the time. You don't have a thick skull if you're not being hit in the head by stuff. It's just evolutionary, not possible. Things that are hit in the head with a bigger skull survive longer than things with thin skulls like we have. So even though we adapted out of having a thicker skull, and that happened even 40,000 years ago, human skulls started shrinking, and even worldwide, a lot of creatures' skulls started shrinking. It's a fact. Neanderthals disappeared about 40,000 years ago during some kind of minimum solar event that perhaps is galactic radiation that came in and fried most of them. We had something in our DNA that somehow protected us from this radiation. Neanderthals know. Maybe we're just smart enough to stay in caves. I mean, Neanderthals stay in caves too. Or we protect our caves longer or something. I mean, they protect their caves too. I didn't get wise to the difference in the sun or the feel or something, but we have something in our DNA that protected us from galactic radiation for a time. That's why we are here. We are the superior Earth creature. I want to see a duck invent a keyboard. Come on. Those animals ain't doing anything. Humans, whether we've been upgraded or not, are the superior Earth creatures, and therefore it is our responsibility to care for the Earth. And because we're in a pandemic of trash and destruction, who gotta get their pandemics right? Virus has been around for a long time. Media hype. It's been around since Eva Braun. First one to buy all those celebrities off. To buy off Bollywood. Hey, vax your kids. It's safe. It's safe. We got actual congressional hearings against those people. But the thing is, they've got the money. They're not going to have the money. So you can't stop the people with the money. It's impossible. You can't stop them. They have the money. And they're going to do what they're going to do with the money. And it's not just accept it, grab the rail, and bite your lip. They have the freaking money. They don't care. They want less people. Now they have more money to make less people. Okay? Got a lot of money to make less people. And they've got enough money to say that they're not wrong. We're not wrong. Money, money, money says we're not wrong. So how do you get the people that use the money claiming they're not wrong, they're committing genocide against humanity? Stop. Hey guys, come on. Hey, don't stop doing that. Come on, please. Ask them nicely. While they have the money to stop you, ask them aggressively. While they have the money to build up defenses, get them to change their mind against destroying humanity. I already know what it is, but no one's going to want to believe it. Well, whatever. It's all that digital currency. You get these groups trapped in this digital currency and lock them out. Oh, sorry, you can't. You spend your money. But they're making the currency so they can make the little man, not the big man. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to my rants and my ravens on this fun little Bro Grub show. I hope everything's going great in everybody's world. Work on your projects. Happy Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Pandema, Calamita, Esperanza, and Fujicito Day, because it's really all matters that you give heart to what you're working on the best that you can. You know, sometimes you're like, I'm working a lot. Well, you've got to give your heart up some. Then do what you got to do. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a beautiful, beautiful night. And wow. You made it. Pura vida, everybody. Oh.